Alfred McLellan Burridge, 1889 to 1956, wrote more than 100 ghost stories, including several classics of the genre. Smee offers many of the pleasantly familiar elements of the old-fashioned English ghost story, as well as the genuine fright that such stories usually fail to deliver. Like Jackson in the story, you may in future avoid games of hide-and-seek played in the dark. Smee by A.M. Burridge. "No," said Jackson, with a deprecatory smile. "I'm sorry. I don't want to upset your game. I shan't be doing that because you'll have plenty without me, but I'm not playing any games of hide-and-seek." It was Christmas Eve, and we were a party of 14 with just the proper leavening of youth. We had dined well. It was the season for childish games, and we were all in the mood for playing them. All, that is, except Jackson. When somebody suggested hide-and-seek, there was rapturous and almost unanimous approval. His was the one dissentient voice. It was not like Jackson to spoil sport or refuse to do as others wanted. Somebody asked him if he were feeling seedy. "No," he answered. "I feel perfectly fit, thanks. But," he added, with a smile which softened without retracting the flat refusal, "I'm not playing hide-and-seek." One of us asked him why not. He hesitated for some seconds before replying. "I sometimes go and stay at a house where a girl was killed through playing hide-and-seek in the dark. She didn't know the house very well. There was a servant's staircase with a door to it. When she was pursued, she opened the door and jumped into what she must have thought was one of the bedrooms, and she broke her neck at the bottom of the stairs." We all looked concerned, and Mrs. Fernley said, "How awful! And you were there when it happened?" Jackson shook his head very gravely. "No," he said. "But I was there when something else happened, something worse." "I shouldn't have thought anything could be worse." "This was," said Jackson, and shuddered visibly, "or so it seemed to me." I think he wanted to tell the story and was angling for encouragement. A few requests, which may have seemed to him to lack urgency, he affected to ignore and went off at a tangent. "I wonder if any of you have played a game called Smee. It's a great improvement on the ordinary game of hide-and-seek. The name derives from the ungrammatical colloquialism, it's me. You might care to play if you're going to play a game of that sort. Let me tell you the rules. Every player is presented with a sheet of paper. All the sheets are blank except one, on which is written Smee. Nobody knows who is Smee except Smee himself, or herself, as the case may be. The lights are then turned out, and Smee slips from the room and goes off to hide, and after an interval, the other players go off in search, without knowing whom they are actually in search of. One player meeting another challenges with the word Smee, and the other player, if not the one concerned, answers Smee. The real Smee makes no answer when challenged, and the second player remains quietly by him. Presently, they will be discovered by a third player, who, having challenged and received no answer, will link up with the first two. This goes on until all the players have formed a chain and the last to join is marked down for a forfeit. It's a good, noisy, romping game, and in a big house it often takes a long time to complete the chain. You might care to try it, and I'll pay my forfeit and smoke one of Tim's excellent cigars here by the fire until you get tired of it." I remarked that it sounded a good game and asked Jackson if he had played it himself. "Yes," he answered. "I played it in the house I was telling you about." "And she was there? The girl who broke..." "No, no," Mrs. Fernley interrupted. "He told us he wasn't there when it happened." Jackson considered. "I don't know if she was there or not. I'm afraid she was. I know that there were 13 of us and there ought only to have been 12. And I'll swear that I didn't know her name, or I think I should have gone clean off my head when I heard that whisper in the dark. No, you don't catch me playing that game, or any other like it, anymore. It spoiled my nerve quite a while, and I can't afford to take long holidays. Besides, it saves a lot of trouble and inconvenience to own up at once to being a coward." Tim Vouse, the best